We are talking about the travel catering now. We are talking about the travel catering now. What exactly is a travel catering? Travel catering is highly specialized F&B operation, is divided as food, service and flights. Now we have discussed about the restaurants, we have discussed about the hotels, where the seating would be there, people walk in there, go and have the meal and come back. But the same time, in commercial F&B operations, there would be travel catering is also involved. If you are flying, on flight, you should have some food, right? This is known as a travel catering. Let's brief about the travel catering, exactly what it is, food, service and flights. Special meals as per the tastes of the passengers. There would be special meals as per taste of the passengers, because on flights, there would be so many people would be traveling from so many countries. Indian passenger taste would be different. The foreigner taste would be different. According to them, the food would be served. Meal request for patients like diabetic patients, for heart patients, etc., children and infants, as well as religious restrictions like halal. For example, if you say one diabetic patient is traveling on flight, he will get diabetic meal. The same time, children are traveling on flight, they will get children meal also. There would be a religious kind of food also served over there, that is halal. Meals packed and loaded on board has to be on time. Whenever the flight starts, that time only the meal packed and stored in the flight. Cuisines from all over the world. First class passenger service is equivalent to fine dining restaurant. What exactly we have spoken in fine dining restaurants? There would be a menu, there would be hostess, there would be a waiter. Waiter will take the order and placed in F&B production and comes on the table, served over the waiter. The same thing happens to first class passengers. First class passengers treated as a fine dining restaurant. So this is a special service happens where in business class. Food service and trains. We are talking about the travel caterings. What kind of travel we do? By air, by train also. So what are the train service and train can be pre-cooked and loaded or partially cooked in the pantry car. If you travel by train, there would be a pantry car would be there. Sometimes fully cooked meal available over there and the same time partially cooked meal available over there. So what will happen is pre-cooked and loaded, partially cooked meal will be loaded into trains and they cook and they deliver to customers. And the same time, the fully cooking happens and trains also can be delivered to guests, passengers. The food has to be hygienic, tasty and nutritional as per the regional taste. This is known as food service on trains. Travel catering, food service on the airport and stations. Now what exactly? The transit points, let's say. We have spoken about the flights and we have spoken about the trains. What will happen to the transit point? For example, your flight timing is by 3 o'clock. Your flight timing is 3 o'clock. So your transit period, you will reach airport by 2 o'clock. What will happen in 1 hour period? That is also comes under travel catering. What exactly travel catering? Travel catering is moving, that is known as flight also, trains also. The same times transit points. What are the transit points? Food service on the airport and stations. Ranging from fine dining to fast food joints and cafes, if you walk into any airport, there would be so many quick restaurants would be there, fine dining restaurant would be there, some cafes would be there. Whatever the time you are spending, you can have food from that places. Quick meals and healthy snacks to be taken in between long transits. Sometimes what exactly will happen is the transit period would be the more. In the same time, you can have meal in airports. Airports have McDonald's, Starbucks and many other national and multinational food chains. If you walk into any kind of airport, you can see these brands. Because what exactly we have spoken is, whenever you are traveling, there would be a transit period would be there. In that period, where you will have the food, that is the reason every airport have quick restaurants and fine dining restaurants. There could be some cafes also. We have discussed about the few brands like McDonald's, Starbucks and many other national and multinational food chains would be there in airports. Railways have the Kamsam and railway catering canteens. If you walk into any railway station, the same time your train starts by 3 o'clock. You will not reach by 3 o'clock, right? You will reach by 2 o'clock or 1:30. Whatever the transit period is there, in the transit period, you should have some food. So, to give the food services, this travel catering is involved. If you walk into any kind of railway station, there would be some railway canteens would be there. Food stalls for snacks, tea and small quick meals you will get. Go pay the money and get the meal. Go pay the money and take the tea and coffee. These are the quick stalls would be there in railway station, because the transit period not as much as airports and all. Maybe you will reach in half an hour before, and the train delay maybe 10 minutes or 15 minutes. In the 45 minutes fraction, you want to have some quick meal and you want to have some coffee or tea. So you will not spend much time there. You will go canteen and you will pay money and you take your cafe and you take your burger and you come back to your destination. So, even though in travel catering, in railway stations also, there are F&B operations are involved. Some metro city railway stations have McDonald's outlets as well. What exactly we have spoken at airports, there would be multinational brands so-called McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Domino's. Even though some metro stations, we are discussing about the multinational chains also would be there. Recreation food service. What exactly is a recreation food service? In commercial operations, we are discussing about the variety of the F&B services. Recreational food service. Recreational food service includes all food service offered as part of the recreation business. It is within a consumer business such as a movie theater, sports arena and a museum. For example, if you go to movie theater, if you go to any movie theater, you would be spending some kind of time over there, like 3 to 4 hours, enough time you would be spending. So you have gone for the recreation, right? So there, some quick F&B outlet you can see, where they would be serving pizzas, they would be serving burgers, samosas, tea, coffee. This is also comes under F&B operation. This is known as the recreational food service. Examples included sports arenas, juice, movie theaters, and museums. They can be bistros, cafe and fast food chains like the McDonald's, Pizza Hut and the local catering vendors. What exactly we have spoken with the airport and the railway station, the same thing come to recreations outlets. What are the recreations we have spoken? There would be some movie theaters would be there, the sports counter would be there, and there would be some museums would be there. For example, if you go to museum, you would be spending enough time over there. For recreation purpose, you are going there, the same time you need to have food, right? There would be some quick restaurants would be there. There would be international brands already involved in the recreation food services. Function food service. This is also comes under commercial F&B operations. Function food service. Catering provided on-site or off-site for any function. Number of guests and the style of function can vary depending on the size and the type of the function. Function can be formal, very informal settings also. Is flexible for food management and the service staff. Is a high revenue generating unit of the hotels, weddings, banquet and the conventions. Now, what are the functions involved in hotels? For example, any wedding ceremony is there, birthday party is there, any conference is there. Let's talk reality. In wedding, there would be so many people would be involved, right? For example, about 500 people are involved. There would be a wedding ceremony is there in hotel. So, there also the food service involved. That is known as function food service. That business is a big business for the hotels. Now, we are coming to non-commercial catering. We have spoken about the commercial catering. Now, we are coming to non-commercial catering. What exactly is a non-commercial catering? Institutional food catering. office and factory, healthcare, educational food service, schools and college dining halls, college canteens. Wherever you are studying in a college where there would be a canteen would be there, that comes under non-commercial catering. The same time, if you are working somewhere, there would be people are working, there would be one canteen would be there. There, the breakfast, fixed lunch, fixed dinner, fixed snacks would be served to the employees. This comes under non-commercial catering. At the same time, there would be some healthcare would be there. There people are going there, there would be some canteen would be there. This is also comes under non-commercial catering. Now, non-commercial catering, institutional catering. It can be a school, college, hospital and a factory or an office. Can be in-house food service. Institutional runs the production and service of the food and has its own kitchen and serving staff. For example, one factory is there, 5,000 people are working over there. They will not go out to have the food over there. So what will happen, the organization, what can be done is, they will organize a food production unit. They will organize a food production unit. One kitchen and a serving staff would be there. Food will be prepared there only and the serving will be happen there only. That is known as cafeteria, factory cafeteria. Food has to be nutritious and menus are cyclic. Now let's talk about this. For example, in weekdays, Monday, there would be menu would be there, fixed menu would be there. Tuesday, there would be another menu would be there. Wednesday, there would be another menu would be there. So, how exactly that is, this non-commercial canteens runs is, there would be a fixed menu, a lunch, there would be a roti, bread, there would be rice, gravies. The same time, it can be changed according to the days. This is the menus are a cyclic menus. In non-commercial catering, hospital caterings also comes under. Provide in government hospitals and cafeterias for patients and the staff. There would be government hospitals, there would be private hospitals. So, there would be one cafeteria would be there. They will serve the food to patients and those who are visitors also. Must provide special diet to the patients and special diets, low calorie, diabetic patients, for children and other elements also. Let's talk reality about the hospital canteens. Patients will not have oily food, heavy meals also. So this is a specialized meals will be prepared for hospital canteens. A dietitian prepares the menus and does the portioning also. Food should be nutritious also. Taste has to be very good out there. In hospitals, what will happen is, dietitian also comes under picture. Because whatever the food is preparing for the patients, there should be a diet involved. The portion size also involved. Now, education institutes. Outside caterers supply food to schools and the colleges in cafeterias. What will happen to schools are, there would be a cafeteria, there might not be production house, there might not have the kitchen. So outside caterers, they would be preparing the food at their establishment. They carry the finished product over there and they supply the food at schools and colleges. Food has to be healthy and nutritious and filling. It has to be healthy and nutritious. Whatever students they are having the food, it should be nutritious and it should be healthy and it should be filling also. The same time, rates have to be very low. That is the reason what we have spoken is, the colleges and schools, they hire outside caterers to supply the food to students where the competition is involved, so the prices are very low there. College candidates may work on a higher margin, school menus are a cyclic. In the same way, what exactly we have spoken in industrial canteens, the menu, whatever the menu cycle is there, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. For example, if you say Monday, if you are serving a meal, the same meal will not serve in a Tuesday. It should be cyclic. Types of ownership. What about the restaurants we have spoken? Commercial F&B services we have spoken. Non-commercial F&B services we have spoken. There would be people are running, right? Exactly how exactly this ownership works. Independent owners would be there, the chain of restaurant would be there, and a franchisee system is there. This is three factors this organization run. Now, what exactly is an independent organization? One or many owners, but not connected by a chain. There would be an individual restaurant would be there. One or two owners would be there, and they would be running that restaurant. Can be partnership form or a sole proprietorship. Different branches have different menus, decor, and pricing. For example, one owner, one proprietorship has two or three restaurants. One restaurant have different decor, different menu. And another restaurant is different menu and different decor. The same time, third restaurant would be having different decor and different menu. Separate standard operation procedures exit from the branch. What exactly will happen? For example, one Indian restaurant is there. One Indian restaurant is there where operational procedures are quite different. The same proprietorship has the Chinese restaurant where operational procedures are different. The top management may be the same, but the working is different. Whatever so-called we have proprietorship, top management, 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 partners would be there, would be the same, but working style is different. One restaurant, we have spoken about Indian restaurant and the Chinese restaurant, multi-cuisine restaurant, working style is different. For example, local restaurants with branches in the city, chain restaurant. We have spoken about the independents, now we come to chain restaurant. Now in the chain restaurant, part of a multi-branch outlets. Similar menus, pricing and decor across the outlet. For example, Mahesh Lunch Home if you take. Mahesh Lunch Home, Juhu branch would be the same. If the Mahesh Lunch Home opens at Bandra, the decor would be the same, menu would be the same, everything would be the same. The owner is also same. This is known as a chain restaurant. One successful restaurant with the brand, they will open in a multiple restaurants. Example, I have given a Mahesh Lunch Home. Now, where operations, how they do is, the purchase, supplies and equipment collectively, those saving on the cost. For example, if you have two restaurants, the same food are getting served, There would be a centralized kitchen. So, food partially or fully prepared in a central kitchen. It will be delivered to the chains of the restaurant. So, the cost is under control always. Whatever you are taking, you would be taking collectively that equipments. For example, you have chain of 5 restaurants. One equipment, if you take in a single piece, so that equipment cost would be the more. If you bargain with the vendor, I would be taking 5 equipments, the bargain would be the lesser. So in chain restaurants, that controllable over the costing is a low. Maybe owned by a parent company or a franchisee company by a private owners. It can also be operated by a management company. Example, the Mahesh Lunch Home, Mainland China, etc. Now, we come to the franchisee system. It is similar to the chain of the restaurant. Now, chain restaurants and franchisee system, there is a difference. In chain restaurant, the owner would be the same. Proprietorship would be the same. They would be opening multiple restaurants with their own money. In franchisee system, what will happen is, you will develop a brand, you will develop a decor, you will develop a menu, and you will give other people to run the restaurant, and you will take the royalty. I will explain you in very briefly. The franchisee, the owner of the franchisee property pays fees to the owner. Use the name, building design, business methods of the franchisor, franchisee company. The standardized menus has to maintain the franchisor quality standard. For example, if you see McDonald's. McDonald's, for using the brand, for using the decor, for using the standard operating procedure and the, using the menu, you need to pay some royalty. So Warner would be the different. He has developed a brand with the fixed menu, standard operating procedure and a fixed decor, and he would be giving that licensee to the other person, where in the revenue they will pay the royalty. We have spoken about the chain restaurant where the owner would be the same. The expanding business in chain restaurants is a limited source. For example, if I want to open a chain restaurants, two or three, it may take time. In franchisee system, because that opening people would be the different. The owner, what he exactly he is giving to the franchisee holders is, he is giving the brand, he is giving the design and the business methods, and he would be taking the royalty. Example which we have spoken, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Domino's, Subway, these all runs under franchisee system only. Cafe Coffee Day, McDonald's and Pizza Hut. Now, what exactly the future trends in F&B services? Now, we are talking about the future trends. Multi-chain restaurant brands would be there. Diverse menus with the taste style from different areas. Increasing demand of international ingredients like broccoli. Eating street food in a hygienic setting and a good ambience. Now, these are the future trends. Let's talk about the increasing demand of international cuisine. If you see, before, it was the culture of Indian restaurants. And now if you see, the culture has been changed. There are burgers are involved, the pizzas are involved, the Chinese restaurants are involved. These are what? These are international ingredients are involved in that. The same time, the street food is also growing drastically. What are the street food, if you say? If you are passing, there would be street foods. There would be street foods in a hygienic manner. This trend is also growing because street foods, economical, quick service, and you will get varieties of the food also. The development of dual format restaurants like cafe plus bar, resto plus bar, bar and lounge. Now, food and beverage operations, now we have discussed about the food only. Now, the future trend is bar is also coming in picture. If you analyze that F&B business is growing with the beverages also. Wherever you see food and beverage, restaurant is also contains bar and restaurant. So the beverages is also served over there. Non-alcoholic segments of the cafe as seen, see change in the trends of the cafe coffee day. If you see, the coffee trend has increased. There are so many coffee outlets are increasing. Cafe Coffee Day, Barista, Starbucks. With the coffee trend, they are coming up with non-alcoholic beverages and the same time snacks also. Now, diners are exposed to an ever-widening range of dishes from around the world. Increased takeaway meals being preferred by the customers. What exactly is happening is the takeaway counters are also increasing. What exactly will happen is, if you want to sit in any fine dining or a casual restaurant, it may consume time. So now the takeaway counters are also increasing. If you go to Pizza Hut, Domino's, even though McDonald's, any multi-cuisine restaurant, they have the takeaway counters. You go there, place the order, and within fraction of minutes you get the meal, take the meal to home and have it. This F&B trend is also increasing. Food safety and sanitation in the F&B service. Guests are willing to try more exotic foods. The guests are trying to do more exotic foods also. More environmental concerns and dietary concerns. Preference for the organic foods. Now, for example, if you see, there is a diet meals also involved in F&B service now. Now the people are health conscious, so they're preferring to have organic food and dietary foods also. Challenges and concerns. There would be some challenges in F&B service industry. High food price and maintaining the quality of food and service. Now food prices are increasing, the same time you need to manage the quality of the food. High salaries for the specialized and skilled manpower. For example, if you see in an Indian restaurant, there would be tandoori chef would be there, right? So you cannot prepare a tandoori roti. He is a specialized skilled labor, we say. The salaries are increasing for the skilled labor. This is also challenging. Unavailability of skilled labor, which we have spoken about the skilled labor. There is so many F&B outlets are getting open. So the skilled labor unavailability is there in a market. This is also one big challenge. Trained and keeping the staff updated and well equipped to handle the changing needs. For example, whatever the training you would be giving, you would be changing the equipments also. The same time you need to train your staff for new equipments. This is also one challenge in F&B service. Be aware of the rapidly changing technology trends of the market. Now, before the takeaway counter we have spoken, people go there and ordering the food and take the meal. Later on, the home services come up. This is also a new trend. Later on now, online services also come up. So, the future trends, whatever the technology is involved, this is also one challenge and concern for the F&B services. Serve a wide variety of the dishes to people for varied culture of the background. This is also one challenge. Now let's take a small summary of whatever we have discussed till now. The hotel industry includes the transportation industry, the attraction and accommodation. The hotel industry includes transportation, people travel from one place to another place where accommodation also involved and attraction is also involved. The growth of the hotels industry is closely related to tourism industry, because in the tourism industry there is an attraction. There is an attraction, people travel from one place to another place. If you are traveling from one place to another place, you need to stay somewhere. And the same time you need to eat food also. So F&B industry always related with the tourism industry. The word restaurant is derived from the French word. It was first applied to an eating establishment around 1765 founded by a Persian soup seller named Bulgner. The food and beverage industry is divided into two main segments. What exactly there two? One is the commercial operations and the second is non-commercial operations. This is a small summary of the F&B service. Thank you very much.